Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Congrats to caller 10. You're winning two tickets to see John Fogerty Celebration Tour. Sunday, June 9th, Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets on sale now. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com/events, courtesy of Live Nation. Dial now 800-636-1067. Kick off your future with the law firm of Kondorian Murad. They're the official G&D show sponsor. They will help protect your assets, update your will and trust, schedule a free estate planning strategy with one of their Fairfax-based attorneys. Visit kmlawyers.com and mention the show to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. It is time for our Beltway Blitz, spinning you around town on the teams you care the most about. Let's get to it. We start off on the ice where the Caps are hot. Another win, three in a row out west, six huge points on their five-game road trip, and now they come home for a meeting tomorrow night with the Maple Leafs. Danny, 16 games in 30 days for the Capitals, only five of them against teams not in the postseason picture right now. So they've got a lot of work ahead of them. Nothing has been accomplished yet. But how about the fact that as of this moment, they're back in a playoff spot. They are 1 point up in the wild card chase for the second and final wild card spot. And they're only 1 point back of the Flyers to get to third in the Metro. They could get in by being third in the Metro outside of the wild card as well. So things suddenly look like they're very much alive for Washington.
And since that hideous losing streak where they lost six in a row, looked like they couldn't get out of their own way and were dreadful, I think they're 11-5 or 11-6 since then, 10-5 over the last 15 games. It's been a different hockey team, quite frankly. It's coincided with some of the kids taking over, more expanded roles. Ovechkin has gotten hot during that time as well, gotten himself back on track. It just looks like a different hockey team than it was getting destroyed by St. Louis, and Minnesota blew them out, and Colorado killed them. They were not competitive at that stage. Credit to Spencer Carberry, credit to the entire staff, and really a lot of these veteran guys sort of keeping the ship on the right track and kind of keep chopping wood. And you never know. You said it very well. Nothing is done yet, but they've given themselves a chance to play meaningful hockey. I didn't think that was possible pretty much a month ago at this time. Going back to early February, I go, there aren't meaningful games left. It's about the future. Well, you could actually have a future right now.
Yeah, I just like that they're having their cake and eating it too a little bit.
Yeah.
I really want them to compete at the NHL level because, look, people are paying a lot of money. They're expecting a good product. Fans are rocking their red. They're going out to the arena. They're supporting the team. And frankly, there's enough talent that they should be competitive in the Eastern Conference. This is not a full-on rebuild. If you're in a full-on rebuild, that's fine. But then you need to make more moves than they have and give up on some of the other big contracts than they have. So if you're going to keep these veterans around largely as a core, then you need to be in the playoff mix. And they absolutely are, as we're talking about. The flip side, though, is they're now playing nine guys that are 26 and younger. Ivan Marushnichenko looks like he could be a stud. Hendricks LaPierre has played outstanding hockey. He's got 8 goals in 35 games. Connor McMichael has elevated his game immensely. Those are the three guys probably laced with the most upside among the young players. Then you go down the roster with Alexi Protas, who's really improved as the year's gone on. Beck Malenstein, the fourth liner, has been outstanding on the kill and defensively and, you know, helping chip in a little bit on offense as well. And how about Hershey? Like, I don't want to get too deep into the Bears on DC radio, but last year they won the Calder Cup. This is like the AAA for the Capitals, right? Which speaks to having some talent, some guys who can win, and we're seeing it pay off this year with a lot of the guys that won in Hershey, right? Right now, Hershey's 44-11-0-5. They have the best record in the league in the AHL again with 86 points combined from a couple of kids from Northern Virginia, Joe Snively, among them, who's been in and out of the lineup for the Capitals. But my point is, like, the organizational health right now, I'd say, is pretty good for Washington. I know they lacked firepower, top six goal scoring. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's more than maybe one or two guys will ever make an all-star team that they're developing internally. But if they free up money, Backstrom off the books, Kuznetsov's gone, who knows what happens with a couple of the other veterans in the next year or two, they're going to be able to throw money at goal scoring to supplement some of these young guys. They're not in a bad spot as they try to piece all this together around the sun and the solar system, Ovechkin chasing down Gretzky.
Yeah, the quick piggyback on that is you couldn't see that vision probably 5-6 weeks ago. It didn't look that way. It didn't look like a healthy organization. It looked like a bloated, aging, old, you know, kind of overwrought, lurching ship that really wasn't going anywhere. Now you could see it. Really, it's been about these last 4 or 5 weeks, the emergence of all the kids you mentioned. And you're right, the organizational depth all of a sudden is there. There's a couple moves away from some top end where they could be towards the top of the NHL again.
My first star here as they've turned things around is Charlie Lindgren in net.
It's been great.
5-1-0 in his last six, a 1-3 goals against, and a .956 save percentage for Chucko between the pipes. All right, let's keep the blitz moving. We'll talk hoops with our guy Dave Johnson. Dave, before we get to the pressing news, we're coming over to the arena tonight, which we're excited about. Are you shaving right now? Is it a streak? Is this two in a row?
No. I'm not shaving, although because last week that did not produce the result I was hoping for with the shaving, because we had a two-game winning streak, and then I got caught shaving. But as always, I got caught in traffic here in D.C. because apparently these cherry blossoms, and I should have known this from the Wizards jersey, are a big deal. And so the traffic is a little bit crazier. So, but nothing. I'm like the postman, if people can remember when we had postmen. Well, I guess we still do. There's not just an app for that. That nothing's going to stop me from the Grant and Danny show.
I can't believe you're in traffic. I was told that would only happen if the Wizards moved to Virginia. Oh, my God, I might hit traffic going to the game. Hey, Dave, Bilal Coulibaly's
out for
the year. What a bummer.
Yeah, no, it's a big-time bummer. And look, he played so well in what I guess will now turn out his final game that was in Chicago. But I just, you know, think of DeRozan or whoever he was guarding and the experience he received. But also, just as we talked about them, the character of the young man says to me he is going to be a NBA star or professional that we are going to enjoy and have enjoyed watching rise. Again, he's a 19-year-old young man who is not completely physically developed. And so the best is yet to come. It's a cruel ending to what is a season that showed a lot of promise. And again, it was never going to be about, well, how many points, how many rebounds did he average? It was about what did he show on the court at critical times. And that's how I think you can't put that necessarily in a nice, quick soundbite. But it was a very good start for Bilal Coulibaly. And again, a clear indication that they got it right in drafting him. Because as we've given examples of teams that have gone through, you know, these kind of seasons, and there are several, and then they rise to prominence. You see what Oklahoma City is doing now, or Orlando. It's only part of the equation, but you have to also draft well. And yeah, I think about why it's only part of the equation. You know, Boston had a guy on Sunday, Sam Hauser, undrafted, and goes for 30 points. So, you know, there's so many ways to build your roster up, but clearly, you know, getting your draft picks right are important, and you could check. I think Bilal Coulibaly is correct.
Dave, the injury report reads like a novel that I had to read in 10th grade English class. There are a lot of guys banged up. Is anybody playing tonight?
You know, I mean, in all honesty, it's a hard game to sort out. It's going to be, you know, we still don't, last I looked, Kyle Kuzma is questionable unless that's been updated. But anytime questionable, that could go either way. But yeah, Tyus Jones. Look, my dream for this end of the season, if you want to call it a dream, it was just we were seeing what Marvin Bagley could do. All right, let's let him and Rashawn Holmes and company finish the season. And, you know, I don't have any indication what that's going to be with now just 14 games left. So that is, there's no way to mask that. That is a disappointment. Real quick, I'll mention that one thing that I'm very appreciative of tonight. It is Multiple Sclerosis Awareness Night with the Wizards. I'm going to tweet out if anybody has any last-minute ticket plans. There's a benefit for the MS Society because community and connections is so important. This disease took my mother. It's trying to wrap its arms around me, and it's not going to happen. And 1 in 300 in the DMV have MS, and we have to end this. Ryan Zimmerman's mom, unfortunately, is doing well, but you know, the treatments weren't available when she was first diagnosed. So it's something, and I apologize for taking up your time, but it's something dear to my heart tonight, and that's why in a losing season we still have victories, because Wizards basketball and events like Wizards basketball bring people together.
Yeah, Dave, don't apologize for that. My mom too. So that is a really important thing, and I'm glad to hear it, man.
All right, Ben. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you so much.
Be well, bye. Dave. There's Dave Johnson, voice of the Wizards. You can hear their game over on 106.7 The Fan HD2 tonight. Let's keep the blitz moving. Scotty Abraham had many reports, and many reports had Scotty Abraham. Hey, Scott, I saw the big news. I think you were named like sports director, right?
Yeah, guys. I got a little bump up in title promotion, so thank you.
Got a bump up in cash as well. We can get some.
I'm taking you boys out to dinner. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, Scott knows what to do.
Steak dinners for his pal.
No appies, though.
I got you, boys.
Congrats, man. Well,
that's
deserved.
Cool, dude.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Other guys that have recently fallen into some money. 19 free agents signed by the Commanders. My goodness, man. What is? Did you see this coming?
Yeah, I mean, I was joking with some of the guys on the beat. Like, I'm literally going to have to bring a roster sheet into the locker room, come mini camp and training camp, just to figure out who these guys are. And I'm a little surprised of how big the turnover has been, because I kind of took Adam Peters at his word at his opening press conference that they're going to build through the draft and supplement through free agency. My goodness, it's been a complete overhaul. And clearly they did not like the roster that they inherited. So changes had to be made. I was pleased that they brought back Cornelius Lucas today. I thought that's important for depth on the offensive line, especially at the offensive tackle position, because we're looking at the roster right now. It looks like they need some help on offensive tackle, maybe some help at cornerback. So there's still a lot of holes they can address come draft time.
Scott, I don't have any complaints about how they built this thing, the numbers, the short-term deals in a lot of cases, placeholders or otherwise. My question for you, though, if there is one, was there a move that kind of made you scratch your head and go, okay, I'm not sure I see it the way they do on this one? Is there one move that you, I don't want to say you were confused about, but maybe you didn't quite catch the vision?
I think Zach Ertz, okay, obviously he's a name, but he's, you know, getting up there in age, had some injury issues. You look at a Logan Thomas, what they said goodbye to, and they brought in a Zach Ertz. Yes, I understand the connection there with Cliff Kingsbury. I'm not sold on Zach being maybe the everyday dynamite tight end. I can definitely see them going after maybe a young tight end in the draft. So I think Zach has some gas left in the tank, but I don't think clearly it's not going to be the Zach Ertz that we know when he played for the Philadelphia Eagles. So I think Zach Ertz, I'm still kind of on the fence. I just have to see kind of his health and how he looks on the field.
We're going to be giving away our gold, silver, and bronze medals to our top three additions in free agency for the Commanders so far. Give us yours.
All right. Bronze, I am going to go with, let me see here. Bronze, I'm going to go with Jeremy Chinn. I think he's going to be a nice fit for the Commanders' defense and what they want to do, replacing a Cam Curl. He had a really good rookie season. I think he finished second in Rookie of the Year voting behind Chase Young. So I think Chinn is going to be motivated. I think he's going to be hungry to make a difference here in Washington. My silver would go to Austin Eckler. I think he was injured last year with that high ankle sprain, and that was kind of a big deterrent of why he didn't have that strong of a season. The dude scores touchdowns, and I think he's going to be a great guy in the red zone, a great guy to utilize like a Swiss Army knife. So he'd get my silver. And I'm really high on Frankie Lulu, guys. I think this is the perfect linebacker, physicality, motor that Dan Quinn, Joe Witt Jr. can work with. Of course, you have Bobby Wagner on the list. But again, he's going to be that more of that leadership role. I still have reservations of how much he has left in the tank. But I think that's more of a leadership culture type signing, getting a Bobby Wagner to kind of mentor a Frankie Lulu.
Outstanding, Scott. That was very sports directory of you. Really appreciate it, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Scott Abraham.
See you, pal. Congrats.
Check him out. Channel 7.
Bye, guys. Dinner soon. Thanks, guys.
All right, man. Let's do it. WJLA-TV. We should probably, if we go to dinner, hook him up. He's the one that got the promotion, after all. I don't think it goes the other way. Like,
listen,
hey, something good happened.
Don't talk him out of that.
I'll take you guys.
No, it's like when you hit the hole-in-one, you owe everybody beers at the clubhouse. You know what I mean?
Is that how it goes?
I don't know.
I've never hit a hole-in-one.
I hit them all the time. I'm tired of doing it.
Assuming the Commanders don't add any more starters and the 19 players they brought in, 17, I guess 16 external. This is the list. This is what they do. What should their draft plan look like? What should the blueprint be early in the draft? We'll get into that next as we reset post-free agency for the first time, looking at the roster on Grant and Danny.
I mean, who wouldn't get excited about that? And I think this area, you know, it's just waiting for a team with the type of mentality that I want to bring to really get behind. So, you know, I'll never forget that game, that first playoff game RG3 went to when he was a rookie. I went to it, but I'll never forget just the type of excitement that I saw in a stadium. And you know, you didn't get to see that a whole lot. Even in the days when Clint Portis and Chris Cooley and all was all in back there was playing, like, you know, you didn't really see too much of that. But that was something that inspired me. Like, man, these people really want to see, you know, when it's done right, they'll really get behind you. So I know the city is ready.
If it sounds like 26-year-old Cleveland Farrell knows a thing or two about his Redskins history, it's because he's from the area. He is a Richmond, Virginia area guy. Went to Benedict College Prep in Virginia and grew up a fan of the organization. And now he comes back to the nation's capital where the 26-year-old is getting ready for his sixth NFL season. I want to dive into free agency in a moment. Danny was just hovered over the window watching Ryan leave the parking garage. He said he was pretty nervous.
So there's some memorandum went out that, like, we were just reminded of where it's like, you can't be in the parking garage after 5 because something happens. We're not sure what's going to happen or we know it's bad. There are two attitudes. One that Grant and Darius have that I wish I had, which is, okay, zero reaction, zero concern, zero time spent thinking about it. Then there's Ryan and I who are going, so what's the plan? Do you need to, like, consult somebody? Or, like, what happens if you call someone and ask for, like, a special dispensation? But we need to follow all the rules really, really well because there'll be no reward, but we have to follow the rules. And so that's what was happening.
Yeah, it's going to sound like I'm joning, and that's not my intention. I've got something so much more important to do today, which is my job.
Yeah, you're good at this. This is the thing you're really good at.
I don't know if that's true or not.
No, you're good at not caring when something stupid is confronted. You just bowl right past it.
Look, I don't want to, like, pat myself on the back. Here's what I know. I pay way too much money to park below this building. Way too much. If they want to be a gigantic pain in my ass today about moving my car around during my shift, I'm not sitting at a job, like, occasionally picking up a phone. I can't go anywhere. I'm here. Now, someone might have said you should have paid attention to your email and not parked here. And to that I would say, as far as I'm concerned, I pay $10 a day to park here. $250 for a month. 25 times of you know, no, not even. That's bad math. 20 times. $12.50 a day to park here. So if they want to hand me $12.50 and say, don't park here today, I would say, no problem.
You didn't get that part of the email where they're just going to hand you $12.50?
I'm sure there's small print that tells me, we can't promise you that you can park here every day. And that's fine. You can take me to court and beat me. In the meantime, my stupid car is going to be downstairs. And if you want to tow my car, tow the damn thing. Here's what's going to happen. I'll go downstairs. It'll be gone. I'll say, I hate everyone. I'll go to the Wizards game tonight, which is my plan. Then I'll come back and I'll deal with it at 10 p.m. And if I can't figure it out, I'll go home and I'll Uber here tomorrow. And I'll just keep doing that for a while. Not going to concern myself with
it. What's amazing is what you just laid out sounds like the worst thing imaginable.
Sure.
And there's two reactions to that. One is, yeah, I'm just going to do that. The other is, oh my God, what if that happened? That sounds like the most horrible thing possible. I don't want to do that.
Okay,
I can't do that.
What is the percentage chance that they bring a tow truck into this garage?
I don't know.
Hook up my car and drive it out of here.
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know any of it.
I'm
live
say
in
below 50%.
Totally, you may be right. If there's a imagine a flat line.
Yeah.
If there's the slightest spike north, an integer, a decimal point, any percentage chance that a scenario like you just laid out happens,
yes,
I have to move the car. The fear. The absolute fear of the hassle
if I
and haranguing
gone and
harassment.
Moved my car, I would have done it. Can't do it.
Can't do it.
We're in the middle of a show.
Can't move it.
Sorry. I can't move my car. You asked Ryan to do it. That was...
We came up with a plan together. Don't make it seem like I'm like, hey, Lackey, could you go ahead and
did Ryan
move my car around?
And say, I'd love to move your car?
There was a clear division.
Yeah.
Darius and Ryan... No, excuse me. You're Grant.
I'm Grant.
I pointed at you and said Ryan. By the way, remember the video of the cannonball contest where I pointed at Ryan and called him Chris?
Yeah.
Still can't get over that I did that, by the way.
So
it's because Chris was on our headset, you know, like back in the studio. I was like, that's Chris. It's not Chris at all. I literally pointed at Ryan and said, that's Chris. Well, false.
You'll learn the guys that we work with
eventually.
Every single day and our buddies with eventually.
So Grant and Darius. I just did it again. I pointed at for whatever. No one cares. Okay. Anyway, you two guys clearly heard the information and moved on to other stuff.
If I would have known the information before I got here today, I found out after I parked and came upstairs.
Right.
Supposedly I was emailed to an account that I don't check. They've got my cell number. They didn't text me. They've got my Gmail down there. I've filled it out 52 times.
I have filled out some forms with those folks.
There's been some form filling. When they want me to pay them something, they email my ass to my Gmail. I haven't gotten anything from them.
You got caught up on that.
Okay?
Yeah.
So that's kind of my mindset on this. So if I would have known, it's not like I'm just being some jerk. I would have gladly done it. I didn't know. Chris Russell waddled in here and was like, hey, you know, there's a big inconvenience, even though you pay a lot of money for this stupid thing you pay for. And so I was like, oh, darn, that's terrible. So in the meantime, I now have a choice. And this is you and I. This is where we are more different than anything else.
Totally right.
Am I going to worry about this all day until I find out if it's a bad thing or not? Or am I going to not care until it's a bad thing?
And the answer is not care, and you're great at it.
B.
It's your number one
time.
Skill. So when, like, you can't do it at TSA because they're federal rules. But like at Nats Park or at Audi Field or somewhere else, when someone's like, excuse me, sir, could you come over here for this inconvenient thing? And you go, nope, just go right there. And you just keep going. It's an unbelievable ability you have. It's incredible.
I don't want to. Thank you. I will say, I don't want to come off, though, like. As if to say, like, I how do I want to say, I don't suffer stupidity.
And this is where I'm going.
If you are trying to stop me and I know where I'm going and like, hey, man. I've got the right pass.
Yeah.
Please leave me alone.
It's a confidence thing. In other words, you don't suffer nonsense.
Yes.
Whereas I suffer it. I'm so sorry. Can I present you more forms of identification? Wait at the beginning of the line? Sure. I can't wait to follow the rules in the hopes that maybe somebody approves of me.
But also, it, like time and place, right? It depends what's happening. So in other words, I have no expectations in a random parking garage that I have no access to or have paid for. Let me park here. I am special. I pay for a spot in this lot today.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
I get you.
If I'm going to a game and I just have a ticket and I want to go into a special suite where only people with tickets go, I'm not going to barge my way in. But if I have the ticket and you've checked it and now I'm coming back with my kids and I got popcorn in one hand and I got soda in the other, and my big fat gut is hanging over my pants that are about to fall down, and you want to go, hey, man, let me check your ticket again. Go away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Leave me alone.
It's the
you're
thing
ruining everything.
You're great at. I can't wait to show them again. I'll make children cry. I know. Hold this. Hold this hot dog. Hold this piece of pizza. Hold the second piece of pizza. Hold my sweet potato fries and these sodas while I go in and get the thing on my phone. I'm sorry it's not loading fast enough. Please be patient with me, person that's hassling me. So, anyway, there's a clear division. You two guys, not concerned about it, probably rightfully so. Ryan and I have been running around like chickens with our heads cut off, trying to figure out what to do. We brainstormed together. We came up with a plan. I don't know how good the plan is, but we went for it.
But this is the part where you're going to take what I'm saying as joning, and I'm not. Basically, this became a big inconvenience for Ryan. You keep saying Ryan and I. You guys did come up with a plan.
Yeah, where he gets screwed.
Right.
100%.
He's got to go drive two cars around, be nervous driving your really nice car. Like, you just kind of were like, ha-ha, looking from the window. Like, I hope he doesn't wreck it. So my point is, to me, it is, I don't want to deal with whatever that is now, where it's like, I already have enough bad asks of where I'm just like, what's the worst that could happen? My car gets towed.
That's so terrible, though. Like, you skip past that. Like, it's
what do you pay to get your car out? $100?
Well, it's not like you just you pay the air. You got to go somewhere and talk to somebody. Just go to some lot.
You think I'm excited about it? I'm not sitting here. I didn't last night kneel next to my daughter's bed and go, dear Lord, please take care of my parents. Help me to make some healthy decisions tomorrow. And also, I'd love for my car to be towed because I'm at work. Like, that wasn't part of the prayers last night.
I guess I'm trying to find a way to relate it to you. It sounds like we're criticizing each other. I don't think we are. Just different approaches to life.
Different strokes for different folks like Angelina and Brad.
That's a song?
It is.
All right. I thought you're actually singing the Different Strokes theme song. I was like, that's not correct. But where was I? Oh, yeah. I don't think you have enough dread for the towing. I don't think you have enough dread for the repercussions, potentially. And even though I don't know what they are, I don't know if they're towing. Are they towing? Somebody said towing. Russell said towing. He threw the word
what
towing out
Russell
there.
No.
Nothing. But as soon as you say the word towing, you get action. All of a sudden, people are running around now.
Sure.
I don't know.
So, yes.
Is it a sternly worded email? I can deal with that.
I don't want my car towed. Facts. As the kids would say, big facts. Also, though, are they towing it to Texas?
I don't know.
Probably not.
They're
towing it two blocks away. I got to waddle over there tonight. The better chance, by the way, I'm more concerned about walking in this neighborhood at 10 p.m. or 11 p.m. than my car being towed and having to pay for that. But I'll waddle over there. God willing, I'll get there okay.
Where's there? Do you even know where it is?
No, I'm three blocks away. I have no idea. Where do they tow things? It's D.C. There's 50 different places they tow cars.
Yeah, what you're going to do is call a number at 11 o'clock at night that's written on a sign.
Actually, no. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get an Uber home. I'm going to Uber back in the morning.
Yeah.
And then I'll figure it out tomorrow in daylight, probably.
That's a better idea, yeah.
Probably around noon tomorrow, I'll get here, and I'll figure out how to get my car.
Like, hi, tow place? Where are you? Do you have my car?
I'll go to the people downstairs and I'll go, hey, you towed my car. And they're like, yeah, we told you not to park.
We sure did.
Yeah, I paid you to have my car here. And then that'll be a good back and forth.
That'll be a nice little repartee. That'll be good.
And then they'll say, okay, fatty, what do you want to do? And I'll say, I want to get my car. Who do I call? They'll give me a number.
And they go, I don't know. We just had it towed out of here.
I mean, well, then I'll never have my car again. Fine.
Fine?
Fine. We'll figure it out. The Paulsons will have one car for a while. I mean, what do you want me to, like, I can't worry about these insane hypotheticals. That's just not how I operate. Never find my car again.
Well, I think you'll find it. It's we're not going to make a movie called Where's Grant's Car?
Yeah.
Dude, where's your car? My point is the towing. The fear of not following the rules in general is terrifying. But then you compound,
but you didn't follow the rules either.
I followed the rules.
You didn't.
I did.
You parked in the garage.
You can't be in there after 5. I'm out of the garage.
Okay, but you inconvenience someone.
You're darn right.
To help you follow the rules. That's the difference.
Yes.
Really, if we get to our core. Yep. You have no problem inconveniencing people.
I have a problem. I don't love it. I don't love that.
Like, when we used to do expenses, you'd always used to joke on me. You're like, I can't believe you don't do expenses. You don't either. You go bother some lady in the side of the building who you only see 3 times a year, and you buy,
after our three
you
trips.
Get her coffee or something, and then you just give her 3 hours of work to do. I'm not going to bother her. I'll just not do it.
Everything you said is right. The reason is they can't win. You see what I'm saying? They can't beat us. And they beat you every time because you're like, eh, whatever, it's too much. It's too much of a hassle. I'll just wear that steak dinner. I'll just wear that three-for-all appetizer, TGI Fridays, that I got. It's on the company, bro. And I couldn't do it myself because they made it purposely confusing and obfuscating and really annoying. I got an expert every time. And all it cost me was a latte.
Brad says $250 if you get towed. That's not great. That's more than I would have thought.
Wait, it's for a month?
Well,
it's just for the towing.
That is what I pay to park to go to work every month.
So you did a little 13 months this year.
Have you ever, we're over talking about how much it costs to park, but have you ever just done the math on how much we pay to park per year?
Yep.
It's a lot. It's, it's not a small number.
You want one that hurts you? Do it per hour. That's a hoot. Because we're not here for the 8 to 5 type work day. We got a different day than everyone else.
I'll tell you, now I'm going to balance it out. Okay. I'm going to be nice. I'll tell you where it's silly, though, is that they don't make us move for Nats games. I go to a lot of Nats games.
Oh, yeah.
So this is my place of business. We're 4 blocks from the center field gate. Can waddle back and forth down Half Street. That's where you can get hooked a little bit.
You get some value there.
Great value in the spring and summer.
Mm-hmm.
Winter? Fall? Not so much. But did the car make it, Ryan? How'd you do? Danny said you were extremely nervous to drive. What are we going to call it? Pushing his whip?
I think so.
Yeah. You know, if I just get in anything nice, like if I have to have hands-on anything nice, I just get nervous automatically.
Yeah.
And it was fine.
Was it a little bit silly? Did you want to take it for a spin?
I did. I forgot to take a picture in it. I was going to grab some shades as well. And then
posed for a picture in it and sent it to all his ladies on whatever app?
Got himself a Mustang Mach-E hat. And he's like showing everybody. Joey and friends.
I was actually going to ask him if I could get a picture with Danny taking the picture there. But I didn't
happen to do that.
I could have, but maybe later tonight we could.
You're going to put it on the app as one of your main joints?
Well, I mean,
then you got to borrow the car from Danny when you go pick up the ladies.
I am happy to do that kind of assisting. I love assists.
We could do that.
You might have to move the car seats in the back for the kids.
If you want the Buick Regal, let me know. I'll give it to you.
I've done the Buick Regal before, too, and that scared me as well. So
it shouldn't. It's a great vehicle, though. Very comfortable if you want to get your kids to and fro.
Mm-hmm.
I suggest a Buick Regal. You should get it from my good friends over at Lindsay Chevrolet. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Let's get into now 19 free agents added by the Commanders. And what are they going to do in the draft in the wake of all their moves? The Fan. Alongside Danny Ruye, I'm Grant Paulson. This is The Fan. This little radio program. Year 10 of its existence. We call it Grant and Danny, unless you're Bruce Allen.
He didn't call it that.
You don't call it that anymore. You can follow us on Twitter at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny. We are
Grant Dave.
Thank you, Coach. I guess he's not Coach.
President Emeritus.
Grant and Dave.
Punter turned team president / general manager.
Grant and Danny.
That's the way that it goes. Oh, Adam Peters can get it right.
Grant and Danny.
Ma'am.
Funny he had time to learn the name of the show and he was so busy signing free agents.
Grand Dave.
What should the plan be in the draft? Let's get into a blueprint for Washington. Everybody knows they've got the number 2 overall pick. They've also got 36 and 40. And post Sam Howell trade, which you were not on the air for, you haven't really commented on, but they now have 5 picks in the top 78.
That's right.
6 in the top 100.
Love it. Adding, again, I was pretty cutthroat about this when we were discussing it previously because there were a couple of rumors and some things percolating around. If somebody's not part of my plans for the next couple of years, in so much as, is this guy going to play and play a significant role, I'm happy to trade him. And that really was what happened to me. And improving their draft stock the way they did, I think it's a pretty good haul.
How does Washington address left tackle, I guess, is another way to ask what's their blueprint for their draft. If they take a quarterback at 2 and they don't trade back, they then pick again at 36, 40, 67, and 78 prior to the end of the third round. That's 4 selections. But I can't imagine you can get a tackle that would have any chance to start on the left side outside of the top 40. So that means either pick 36 has to be a left tackle or pick 40. But if the draft doesn't fall your way and the guy you like isn't there, you're screwed. Think about last year's draft when Rivera and the Martys were hoping they could get a tackle in round 1. The guys all ended up going before they were on the clock. They didn't trade up. They weren't aggressive enough. And so they just stood pat, took a corner, Emmanuel Forbes. So I guess the question for you guys, we can open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines on this at 800-636-1067. Assuming they don't make any more splash moves, and to that I would say, like, starters. They don't bring in any more starters. They don't fill any more holes with outside free agents. The roster today is what the roster is going to be for the draft. How would you plan on going about the top, let's just say, three picks, make it easy, and if you want bonus points, you can kind of go beyond that. But 2, 36, and 40, 800-636-1067. One other thing I want to mention, Danny, before we start tackling that question. The Commanders are planning on flying out to meet with J.J. McCarthy, according to a report. I think it was Bleacher Report's insider, who has that McCarthy flew cross-country to meet with the Giants, had dinner with their brass, sat down with the front office, and he said that the Commanders are getting ready to go out to Michigan, and they're going to meet McCarthy ahead of his pro day, and they're going to spend a night or two with him out there. Peters, the whole crew is going to be going out. I tweeted about this today. I don't know how you feel about it, but I said, look, everyone's going to want to react to all this news. They're going to meet with him, you know, when they're meeting with May or Daniels. Here's the deal. They're going to meet with all the best quarterbacks.
Absolutely.
For hours upon hours, as much as they can, and as long as it's legally allowed by the football rules, their facility, the guy's house, they're going to do Jim Harbaugh sleepovers if they're allowed to. Do not engage in the ballyhoo of being worried about who they're meeting with and how long they're meeting with them. They're meeting with quarterbacks. May, Daniels, McCarthy, others. They're going to meet with those guys. They're going to draft a QB. Of course, they're going to spend a lot of time. The more time they spend, the better. But that was the big news today, and everyone around the country made a big deal out of, ooh, Washington's going to meet with J.J. McCarthy. Yeah, no kidding. He's probably going in the top five. He's definitely going in the top 10. And they're going to be taking one of the quarterbacks that go in the top 5 or 10.
Do diligence. What's my next topic? That's all this is. Nobody should have been concerned or reacting in any other way, other than it basically solidifies the fact that, to your, I think the last thing you said, McCarthy's going higher than maybe people thought a month ago, a few weeks ago, or whatever. He is a top 10 type player at this stage, and people like me have to get over it. The guy that threw 7 more career passes than I did is going to the top 10 of the draft. But whatever, he is, and that's all this is. So more information is good. We should always encourage it. So in terms of the draft blueprint, though, Jeeps, I really do. I know I sound like a broken record here, but I really love their free agency approach because it takes the pressure off. In other words, we go looking at last year's team, for example, going into the draft, I'm going, they just have to upgrade the offensive line. They have to. And then it's cornerback. The offense stunk. Do something on that side of the ball. Do something. They didn't do anything for the first two picks. Picks I didn't particularly like, but whatever, who cares? Then you leave feeling empty. You go, the roster problem is still the roster problem. Crap, we're screwed. I don't feel that way now. Quarterback has to happen, and it will. After that, if that lineman doesn't shake the way that you want, if that receiver, that skill guy at 36 isn't what you wanted, the tight end that you thought was going to be there at 40 isn't, you could still do that cliched best available. If I have my druthers, though, they are upgrading on offense and at corner.
Yeah, those are the two big needs, are line on the offensive side and corner. But here's the one problem they have is with all their additions, they've basically made it so they don't have to do anything urgently. Except left tackle.
Except tackle.
That is still a massive need. So let's go through picks 236 and 40 if we have our druthers as soon as we return, and then we'll hit the phones. 800-636-1067. How do you hope they go about prioritizing at 236 and 40? Obviously, the board's got to fall their way, but what do you want their blueprint to look like? G&D on the fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.